MP Gladue's floor crossing to Liberals draws mixed reactions from both ends of the spectrum. Conservative and Liberal insiders had mixed reactions to Marilyn Gladue's floor crossing, given her past pro-life views on social conservative issues and long history with the conservative cause. Gladue, a longtime conservative MP, announced on April 8 she is joining the Liberal caucus, making her the fourth conservative MP to cross the floor since November. While Prime Minister Mark Carney and several Liberal MPs welcomed Gladue to their party, some Liberal insiders publicly expressed dismay at her joining. Liberal campaigner Claire Stiles called the move a mistake, saying that Gladue does not reflect the values the Liberal Party of Canada should uphold. "Like many progressive Liberals, I am outraged that someone with such conflicting views and a record of bigotry is being welcomed into the party with open arms," Stiles wrote on X, without elaborating what she considers the alleged record of bigotry to be. Shortly after becoming Liberal leader in 2013, former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau set the rule that no new Liberal candidate could oppose abortion. The most public hint of potential caucus discord came from former cabinet minister Stephen Guilbeau, who posted a laughing emoji on social media in response to a meme someone shared conveying a sense of drinking in despair with the caption, "Stephen Guilbeau seeing Marilyn Gladue walk into the caucus meeting." Guilbeau has been among the most progressive members of the Liberal caucus, saying in 2023 while he was Minister of Environment that he is a proud socialist. Former senior advisor to Trudeau Supriya Dwivedi made a reference to Carney's 2021 book, Values, saying sarcastically, "Maybe we should all reread Values, it's possible we all missed the part where Carney said we don't need to actually have any." Liberal strategist Scott Reed, meanwhile, said building a big tent to include a wide range of viewpoints in the party is important in Canadian politics. "If you're pulling in Marilyn Gladue on the one hand and Lori Eidlout on the other, you are putting that maxim into full effect," Reid said. Eidlout crossed the floor from the NDP to join the Liberals on March 10. AI and Digital Innovation Minister Evan Solomon gave Gladue a warm welcome to the party, meeting with her on April 8 and posting photos of their meeting on social media. "I've known Marilyn for a long time, and she spent years fighting for her community in Sarnia," he said. Gladue has been very vocal with her views on key social conservative issues. She has described herself as being pro-life, supported the Freedom Convoy protest against COVID mandates in 2022, and opposed the first iteration of the Trudeau government's bill to ban conversion therapy, taking issue with provisions that could affect parent-child conversations. However, she has stated that she supports abortion services for those who want to use them, as well as same-sex marriage, and would take part in pride parades. Gladue's floor crossing drew heavy criticism from her former conservative colleagues, pointing to her previous comments on key issues that are at odds with the Liberal Party's positions. Conservative MP Dean Allison posted some of Gladue's past social media posts, such as her support for the Freedom Convoy, adding, "I wonder what Gladue's new party thinks of her views on this." Fellow Tory MP Adam Chambers said, "Does Liberal caucus still have a vaccine mandate? Asking for a friend." Conservative MP Garnett Genuis posted comments Gladue made in the House of Commons in March in opposition to the Liberal government's hate crime legislation, Bill C-9, where she said, "There are current Liberal MPs sitting on the benches who think I should be in prison for quoting scriptures as a youth leader." Genuis wrote, "It's striking that she is willing to sit in the same caucus with people who she says think she should be in prison." Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre took issue with Gladue crossing the floor without first going through a by-election, as she had stated in previous such cases, saying her move is against the wish of those who voted her in as a Conservative. Tory MP Andrew Lawton took a shot at both Gladue and the Liberals, saying, "The kind of person who would abandon their principles overnight for a whiff of power clearly belongs with the Liberals." Meanwhile, former Conservative MP and Harper government cabinet minister Peter Kent said, "Tough decision. Well considered." Social conservative group Campaign Life Coalition noted that the Liberal government welcoming an MP with Gladue's past could be a sign that the Liberals are becoming more accepting of Canadians who aren't on board with on-demand abortion. If Gladue's move signals that Prime Minister Mark Carney is charting a different course in 2026, that would be welcome news indeed, CLC National President Jeff Gunnarsson said. Gladue said she decided to join the Liberals after hearing from her constituents that they want serious leadership and a real plan to build a stronger and more independent Canadian economy.